Podtacular episode 175, Around the Ring, Steamfest, for the week of January 11th, 2009.
Yeah, there he is!
You! Stop right where you are! That is an order! He's getting away! Do not let him get to the rip!
Don't do it, pal!
Do not do it!
Hey, just calm down here! You listen? Just... Oh, God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! He punched out all my blood!
You call that breaking my spine? You red team ladies wouldn't know how to break a spider's spine!
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me, a battle will decide our destiny.
Podtacular. I am your host, Lancelot.
I am your host, Dustin.
And I am Lil Kook.
Alrighty. Yeah, so as you guys read on the front page, this week we're doing Steamfest, and I hope to do this every few months or so. And it's just basically we all get on, and we take your submissions and talk about Steam, the Steam community, Steam games, because I know there's a bunch of people in the community that use it for things like the orange box and whatnot, so figured, hey, why not? Sounds like a good idea. And once again, we had an all-time record for submissions. Yeah, what do we have?
Fantastic.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 6 submissions this time, so we just got a 50% double.
Alright.
Doing that better.
Yeah. So, we're going to be going through those submissions and then just answering some questions and other things that people had.
Sweet. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. So, and also joining us is Lil Kook from the Podtacular community.
Forum goer and everything.
We just called him up like 10 minutes ago and said, get in here!
Yeah.
It's like you don't have a choice. It is your duty.
Yeah,
you've been drafted.
Drafted into the podcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Duststorm actually walked to my house, knocked on my door, and then he asked me to be on the show, and I said, fine, whatever. And then I made him drive all the way back to wherever he's from, so.
Much fun.
It's like we own your soul.
Yeah.
Play like that Pirate's Dice game. They win my soul.
Oh, yeah.
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 Okay.
Selling your soul is fun. It's like giving out candy.
Hey, kid, come in my van. I have a soul.
Okay, mister.
Sure.
Why are you doing this to me? You said I was going to get a soul.
Oh, look, candy.
Anyway, so, yeah, this week we're doing Steamfest, and we're hoping to do a couple more shows like this in the future, where we're basically just cover games that are available on Steam. And for those of you who don't know what Steam is a PC gaming service that has a lot of, well, I guess more recent games are starting to come out on it, but you have Call of Duty is offered on there, the Valve games such as Half-Life and Portal. Those games are offered on Steam. You can download them through the Steam client for your PC. So it's basically a center for PC gamers.
Yeah, so, and Chucky J actually sent in our first submission here. And it reads, hello guys, I'm a total noob to Steam, and I'm thinking about putting it on my Mac under Boot Camp. How exactly does Steam work? Is it a download store? Do all the games use the same engine or something? What method of communication is used between players? Is that what your Steam ID allows? Is there a way to tell what are the popular games so I know what I will have people to play with? Are there free games? So, if you can just tackle these in order, so Duststorm just kind of gave the general gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Steam, you get a Steam account, and then that gives you access to a couple of things. One of them is the store, and through there you can buy all sorts of games. And when you buy games through the store, they're tied into your account, which means you can take that account onto any computer, and as long as you log in, you can use those games anywhere.
Yeah.
So long as there's Steam. And you can download the games directly from Steam, which can sometimes take a while because games are a couple of gigs, but it's just a handy feature to have. You know, if your thing crashes, you don't have to worry about, you know, oh, I'm going to run out of installs because with Steam, you know, you just sign in and then just re-download everything.
And avoids having to keep track of all those discs.
Yeah, that too. A lot of the more modern games,
or I guess not modern, more the releases that are coming out now for the PC are starting to be released on Steam, and I think Steam is slowly broadening the different companies that put their games on Steam for download.
Yeah, they have a lot.
It's growing.
They usually used to take large companies, but now they're even putting it out to smaller developers as well. So
yeah, EA just put their games on Steam recently.
Yeah, and then they have other small developer companies, like the people who put together iFluid or Psychonauts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yes, as I was saying, your Steam ID gives you access to the store. It's your account there. And that also carries over to the community section. So in there you have, you know, your friends list and whatnot. And at that perspective, you can kind of think of it like Xbox Live for the PC.
Yeah.
Where it's free. So you have their community section. You can create groups to have your friends all categorized and what, for your friends to join in. And, just stuff like that. Then you also can, with the groups, there's a nice management section where you can set up, like, a hierarchy of some sort, and schedule events and whatnot, and anybody in your group will get those events sent to them through Steam. And then, this next part here, the games don't use the same engine. It's pretty much, the games are just the same thing. They're the same thing as what you would get on a CD. The only difference is that they're tied into your Steam account, so they all get put in the Steam folder, you know. So they're still the same game, it's just that they run through Steam. And you need to sign in whenever you use them.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you can't, you know, if you're off the internet, that you're doomed. And Steam does have an offline mode, where it saves your account credentials, and then you can keep playing.
Well, no, I think the analogy of it being compared to Xbox Live is pretty good. Except there are a few additional features I think Steam has over Xbox Live in terms of the ability to buy the games and then the setup events, especially for groups, to manage those events. There's, I think that's kind of one of the primary things Steam has over Xbox Live. And then, of course, PC gaming, when you game online, it's all free. When instead of Xbox Live, you have to pay normally to go online, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
but I think one of the touching on the same engine question, I would kind of say that maybe one of the I don't know what the right word is, Prodigy developers for Steam is called Valve, and all the games that they make are built off of the same engine, I think.
Yeah, all Valve games run off the Source engine, and Valve created Steam as just a method to help people get their hands on it easier as sort of a better form of digital rights management.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And it actually worked out much better because, I mean, with EA, say you get Crisis, Warhead, or something, you're allowed a maximum of 3 installs before you have to start calling customer support each time. With Steam, if you just activate it, you can just dial in the CD key and activate it. There you go. You can install it wherever, whenever you want. as many
times. That's really nice, because that install limit on other games, that just gets ridiculous and so annoying, and you have to call customer service, and it's never fun.
Yeah. Because then you're sitting on hold talking to some person in the Philippines.
Who says their name is Brian.
Yeah.
Oh, customer support.
Yes. So what method of communication is used between players? Well, you know, you do have IM through Steam. And then you can also start up voice chats through Steam. And most games nowadays have VoIP built into them. All the Source games I know do. It's included with the engine. And
it's pretty much like Xbox Live in terms of chatting and...
Yeah. Although I have to say, the Steam voiceover IP isn't that great. It's better to use something like Ventrilo, because it's actually easier to understand people. Because if people start screaming or something, the voice can, like, fragment and lag.
Yeah. Like, what me and my friends will do sometimes when we're playing Team Fortress is we'll just, a common way how you do it is you could just start a call through Skype if you have Skype, and that's, pretty easy to do too. Just have it running in the background.
Yeah, the thing with Skype is that, like, it's meant for high quality voice stuff. It's a bandwidth hog. Yeah, Skype's a bandwidth hog, which is bad if you're playing games, because you need to keep a low ping.
Yeah.
So, is there a way to tell what are the popular games so I know what I will have people to play with?
Yes.
Yeah.
There is. All the games are given a rating. There's a special name for the rating. But
a Steam rating.
Is it Steam rating? I thought it had some other fancy name. But they give a score of anywhere from 0 to 10.0. And... based on that score, you can probably figure out what people are playing playing on Steam.
Yeah. Right, and then also in the other tabs, you have... There actually is a server browser built into it. Mm-hmm. So you can take a look at any game, not just the ones you have. So if you just leave the filters open, you're going to get a lot. So it's important to use the filters for that. Right. So, his next point there is, are there free games? And yes, there are lots of free games, which are tons of fun to play.
Smaller developers put their games on Steam.
Yeah, or even third-party mods as well, for games that you buy, are a lot of fun, like,
Gary's Mod.
Yeah.
Gary's Mod, yeah.
Gary's Mod has actually been having some problems with, just with some of the add-ons. But, I mean, yeah, it's one of those things. But, I mean, Gary's Mod isn't free, though. It costs $10, but it's definitely worth it.
No, Gary's Mod 9 is free.
Yeah, but nobody plays
G-Mod. Oh, really? Right? I thought it costs money.
No, all the previous versions, except for the current version, are free.
Yeah.
Oh.
There aren't going to be any more new versions, though. Because now they're just giving out updates.
As far as, like, free games goes, I know one of the free games that I enjoy a lot, it's called Trackmania Nations Forever or something like that.
Yes.
That's a very good free game, so I'd recommend it to people looking for free games.
Yeah, it's got really good graphics in it, but it's not a power hog.
No, it's not, yeah, and that's the cool thing about it. And we were playing on this... and it, like, you can add music into, like, the game is basically, like, these mini tracks, they don't take very long, that you go through again and again, and for, like, 10 minutes. Then the person who has the fastest time in 10 minutes wins that round. But, like, when you're going, there's music playing in the background that the creator of the server chose to play, and it's really cool.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. It's not, like, flat tracks. Imagine that you gave the track designer a whole bunch of wonderful substances and then left him in a room for a few hours.
Not like that. But
yeah. I don't know.
The thing I like about Trackmania is that you can have as many players as you really want. I mean, I was watching their 5th anniversary video, and they were able to get... a million people on one server.
Oh yeah, if you have the power, you can do that easily.
Yeah, you can get tons of people on one server. And there's no collision for and you have other racers, so you're all racing on one at once.
That would can you imagine if there's collisions with a million people on one track?
Well, that's why the game is so lightweight. It's because there is no collisions.
Yeah, except with the tracks, because otherwise then you'd fall through.
Well, right. Yeah. Right. But like, the your client loads the track from the server, and then all you really do between the server and you is report your location on the track.
And your and other XYZ
you see the other
values.
Players.
It's the way they make it run, and means it uses very little bandwidth, so it's not like your computer's gonna start coughing up organs whenever you get a whole bunch of people in a server.
That's like what my computer does when I try to play TF2. It gets like 3 frames per second.
Yeah.
Well, there goes my kidney. Man, maybe I should just re-swallow it. Yeah. Trackmania, though, is really good, because it also comes with a free track editor built into it.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that.
I made this really fun track. It takes about 2 minutes to run, and some of it takes place outside of the stadium.
Really?
I was thinking about building a track like that.
Yeah, basically, I can show you guys afterwards. I'll take some screenshots and stick them up on the forums.
Cool.
Awesome.
And then you also have, there's lots of other games. Like, for Source game, if you have a Source game, there's tons of mods you can get your hands on. Like, the first mod I ever got was Half-Life 2 Riot Act, where you play as a citizen breaking out of Nova Prospect. Very well done mod. And then there's all these other ones that are just done by other teams of people, like Minerva Metastasis. That's, has an excellent storyline to it. And I know Duststorm was stuck in this one part in Half-Life 2, which is, like, right at the beginning of it. And so I decided to see where he couldn't really describe where he was. So we got a mod called Synergy, which lets you play co-op with any Source game, literally. Like, even, like, the Half-Life campaigns, anything like that. Right? And it even has a bunch of scenarios that you can play co-op. But we were just playing through, and he was, like, not even partway through the second chapter. It's like, okay, it's like 10 minutes after you run away from Dr. Kleiner's lab. He was stuck at that, in the tunnels with the manhacks.
Yeah. I couldn't find the valve. I looked for like 3 hours.
And then
You never showed me where it was either, so I still.
I showed you where it was. It's just down there. You have to dump down the pipes.
Yeah, you said down there. That's all you told me.
It's under there. Under where?
Anyway.
Yeah. And then again, right? I mean, there's lots of free things on there. There's the media tab as well, so you can download trailers and whatnot. Unfortunately, there's no video rentals or things like that, but hopefully it'll get
meet
there.
Meet the heavy, meet the pyro.
Yeah. meet the pyro heavy. Yet. Sandwich.
Yeah, meet the sandwich. That was a good one.
Meet the sandwich.
Yeah. Actually, Yeah. My God, he punched out all my blood!
Yes.
You go! That breaking my spine, you and 17 ladies wouldn't know how to break a spine if you ah my spine. Yeah.
Yes, the sandwich.
Funny stuff.
Oh, I got the leather sandwich. I like the engineer one too.
And then, you also have tons of demos that are available to you, which is nice. Like the Peggle demo.
Or like the Portal demo, which is basically all of Portal, right up to the point where your gun turns to the gun that can shoot both portals.
Yeah.
So the demo is basically where it can only shoot the blue one.
Yeah.
But it's still fun.
Oh, yeah.
I see. Not too bad.
So, yeah. that's pretty much what Steam is in a very large, explained nutshell. It's awesome.
I wouldn't call it a nutshell anymore. Probably more like a coconut.
Yeah, like a coconut shell.
Yeah. So, we have a couple of other submissions here from other people, and they're mostly just explaining things about games. So, who wants to take Scarface Spartans?
I'll take that one. Scarface Spartan writes in. Sorry if I made another one. He basically redid his submission. So, this is his resubmitted version into a proper and more understandable submission. Lessons or tips learned from playing Left 4 Dead on multiplayer with buddies. 1. Don't trust douchebag. 2. Friendly fire is accepted in tight situations, being trapped in a room that is being stormed with a horde of, from all sides. 3. Don't stop to pwn dead zombies. You know, control.
For us, control is crouching.
Yes. Because you will just slow your team down, unless they too are doing that. It should be just fine. Shotguns equals more love everywhere. That's 4. 5. Molotovs are good against tanks and witches.
Molotov.
You basically throw them at them and then they light on fire.
Alcohol and a rag. Best invention ever.
Yes.
6. Always startle the witch. Okay.
Isn't there an achievement where you get it if you sneak by the witch without waking her up?
I don't know.
Well, at least on the 360 there is.
Something else. Steam has achievements.
Oh, we forgot to put that in.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah. Like, there's one in Half-Life 2 Episode 2 where you have to carry this little gnome throughout the whole game, and then once you get to White Forest, you stick it in the rocket. And then at the end of the game when you launch it...
Half-Life just to do that.
Yeah, and then once you get to the end of the game and you launch the rocket, you get the achievement.
Oh, dude.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
Launching a gnome on a rocket, that's sick.
Yeah. And then there's like another one where you get an achievement for stepping on, or shooting on all the antlion grubs. Yeah. That one, I missed 5 of them. Because some of them are up like really high out of the way, so you have to keep a good eye out for them.
YouTube's ours.
There's like 300 something of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can't you go back and get them anyway?
Not really.
Oh.
Dang.
Yeah. Okay. Well, back to Scarface Spartan. 7. Don't try to run away to safety. Learn from an expert mode, because the manager will spawn zombies randomly near you. 8. Shove the bomber before killing it.
Boomer.
Boomer.
You keep saying bomber.
Sorry. I mean, I keep saying bomber.
Bummer.
It's the only first time I've read that.
No, I mean, even before that.
Whatever. Doesn't matter!
But it does.
No, it doesn't. I do not believe it, therefore it doesn't.
Anyways, moving on.
9, go for headshots. 10, pipe bombs, correctly used, are fun.
Especially when you put them in mailboxes.
Oh, yes.
Fun. 11, use Gary's mod to add a little humor to the game. 12, spraying is highly recommended. 13, zombies disappear if there are too many of them, so don't worry if you see too many of them rushing at you. 14, play it on midnight. 15, get a good graphic card. 16, Valve is still awesome. 17, play the game on expert. Finally, 18, 1,088 zombies were killed in the making of this film. Keep on fragging hackers, well, because they suck.
That they do.
That's a lot of zombies.
Well, think about it. I like how the game like kind of puts everything up as a movie. With, like, the movie-style posters and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like the No Mercy poster.
Yeah. Or that other one. The airport one. Their flight is now delayed permanently.
Oh, that's funny.
Wait, what?
The posters. Right? Because at the start of each different chapter, you get basically a movie-style poster. Right, with all these funny quotes.
I don't have Left 4 Dead, so...
I'm going to be getting it soon.
Yeah. I want to get it. I don't have it as of now.
Yeah.
I am going to get it. I just don't have it yet.
Alright. So, moving on. Little Kooky, you have the next one?
Yes. Okay, this one is from Leonidas117. Excuse me if I butchered your name. Okay, Leonidas117 says, "Hey, it's Leonidas117 from the staff to www.gamerchiefs.com. I'm pretty new to Steam. All I have is Counter-Strike, Source, and Gary's Mod, so I'm going to talk about Gmod. Gary's Mod is an extremely versatile game editor for Source games like Half-Life 2, Team Fortress 2, Counter-Strike, Source, and more. You can use props from those games or download more and do just about anything with them. WireMod, not a spelling error, even allows you to create complex computer systems that do certain actions under your set circumstances, like if you get too low to the ground in a plane, it will push you up or stop your fall. One of the other incredible add-ons is Space Build. It allows you to play on planet maps with atmospheres, and leaving the planets, you'll run out of air. You build spaceships that collect energy to run thrusters and shields and even collect your own air for prolonged space trips. All of this can be combined with G-Combat. G-Combat is also an incredible add-on. That allows you to create weapons to, you guessed it, do combat with. The cool thing about these modded guns is that they can actually do prop damage and destroy what you create. A nice twist on spaceships going to war. As someone said in another episode, the Stargate mod allows you to make your own gates and teleport pretty much wherever you put another one. You can even toss grenades into the gate and have them fly out to the other side. Wish I could do that in Halo 3. It'd stop lots of camping. Oh, don't be all. All I can say is Beaver Creek.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of
that
fun.
That would be... Anyways, almost done. All other mods include weapons like the grappling hook, programmable nukes, people-sized microwaves, ninja melons, and Teletubbies. Yes!
Teletubbies?
Yeah.
Some people come up with some crazy things, and Leonidas said that, but you can find me on Steam as Leonidas117, originally. So yeah. Sounds like he's a Canadian.
Yeah, probably.
I'm sorry to all the Canadians.
I'm a Canadian.
Well, dude, Canadians are awesome.
Yeah, Gmod is a really fun thing to have. Like, you can, like, even if you don't get any special add-ons for it, you can still build tons of things with the included tools and props. Because basically, you can use any model that from a Source game that you have on your computer. And then these third-party mods, like WireMod, let you build things. You have the Stargate mod. Like, you have the Easy Engine mod that lets you build vehicles without thrusters.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I put, like, 6 engines on a tiny rowboat.
Oh,
stuck turbos on them. Got a huge barrel for a fuel tank. And then just let it rip.
Crispy.
Then I just use the tune-up tool on all of them. Bam! The boat literally flew apart. Like, the stress of the engine was too much for it, and the boat broke apart. Right, so I was left sitting in the seat, and basically how the Easy Engine mod works is it moves the engine around, and the engines rotate to turn, and then you just weld the engines to a vehicle, or some kind of prop to make it move around. So the engines were just flying all over the place, and I was sitting on the water in this chair, right? And it was just going nuts all over the place. I was just like, ah, crap.
That's funny.
Then I put like 6 engines on one car this other time that I built.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Then you just hold down the turbo and burn out all the engines. Alright, just get the wrench tool out, throw it at the engine, and then fix it up. I haven't tried Space Build. Space Build, I heard, is really good. I haven't tried it out yet. And G-Combat, I'm also looking at getting.
I haven't done really anything with Gary's Mod, so...
Well, Gmod 9 doesn't have anything for it. It's old and gone.
I haven't done anything with Gary's Mod, period.
Yeah, so. you should just get Gmod 10. It's like, initially when you get it, you're going to have a big case of buyer's remorse because you don't know how to use anything. But, I mean, after you, the tools aren't that difficult to use. There's tutorials in the game, and, you know, there's little explanations along with the tools. So it's pretty much your own creativity that limits you. Mm. So if you're not having a good time, it's your fault.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Okay. And then, yeah, I mean, you can add other models. You can add in other weapons. Like, I have this gun that teleports you wherever you click, which is really handy. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a really good one to check out. It's definitely worth it after you learn how to use everything and get a couple of good mods for it.
Very nice. Okay, let's move on, shall we?
Yeah.
With Ninja Man
59.
The Ninja with the Plan.
Yeah. I'll take this one. So, Ninja 59 says, "Hey, Podtacular, my comment this week is that the only game that I really like is Gmod, but unfortunately I can't play it. I hope to get some new games soon. If anyone wants to play on Steam, I have Half-Life 2 Deathmatch and Halo CE. And my Steam account is #NinjaMan59. I also just bought the orange box on Steam, so if anybody wants to play me in TF2, I'll play. Anyway, this is the Ninja with a Plan signing off."
Sweet.
Yeah. Orange box, definitely a perfect match for Steam.
Uh-huh.
Orange box is... If for anyone listening who's not really a PC gamer and you're interested, the Orange box is a very good buy.
Yeah, usually all those games separately cost about $150, but here you get 5 full games for, like, 50.
It's not that much, it's more like 80
bucks.
Well,
no, when they were first released, all the games cost $150 to buy them separately if you didn't get them in the orange box.
Oh.
Yeah, separately.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a good buy for Steam and Valve games.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, next one.
Little Kook, I think you wanted to take this one.
Okay, are you going to make me read the whole thing, or just,
do whatever you want.
Alright.
Maybe not the whole thing, because we're on a time limit here.
This one is from our good friend, Painkiller05.
Yeah, I called him up and told him about, this, and then he said, "Oh, hey, I'll make a submission." 5 minutes later, I get the thing in my inbox, and I'm just like, "Okay, I'll stick it in there."
This is a very long and repetitive submission by Painkiller.
Euphemism, cough, cough.
Yeah. Okay. I'll only read about a tenth of it. Here goes. Peggle, 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 peggle. And he does that about times 10. So we come out with the total of how many times does he say it, Dusty?
411.
411 times, so it's more like he says it times 40. He just says peggle over and over and over and over.
Yeah. You can tell he really likes it.
Yes, and Peggle is a very good game. I actually won it from a contest at talkingaboutgames.com. Check them out. Yeah, and Peggle is a very time-consuming game, and it's a very addicting game, and it can kill your social life if you if you don't watch out.
Yeah, so, it's not as bad as World of Warcraft, but it's still dangerous.
Yes.
Basically, you have to hit all the orange pegs with a limited number of balls. And there's all kinds of different power-ups ranging from extremely helpful to really useless.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have all these, like, insincerely really cute characters with their own superpowers.
Except in the,
like the unicorn. Bjorn.
Oh, yes, Bjorn. Bjorn the Unicorn.
No, it's Bjorn. It's a Nordic
name.
Oh,
Bjorn? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I always thought it was Bjorn.
You were.
And then...
It's Mike Mjolnir.
Mjolnir.
What's the... Oh, yes. What's the, the crocodile's name. It's like Lord Flame or something.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Power up.
Oh. I'm still only on the part with the crab.
Oh, the crab. That's probably the worst power up.
Yeah.
At least it's.
I got this game to shoot things with fun power ups, not play pinball.
I know. Yeah. For those of you guys that don't know, the crab is just like flippers in pinball. Is basically what that power up is.
Yeah, and the most useful power up I think is the one that I've come across so far is Bjorn's, the super guide.
Yeah, that one is one of my favorites too. But yeah. When you get to Lord Cinder, who's the crocodile guy, he has the power up that's basically a fireball, so it can go through all of the pegs without bouncing off any of them. And you can keep it a fireball as long as you want. You just have to keep bouncing it off your launcher.
Cool.
Yes. So, Peggle's a very fun game.
Yeah. And there's a couple of different versions. What we were just talking about there is Peggle Deluxe, but you have Peggle Knights. My uncle loves Peggle. And I saw him playing Peggle Knights, and they just have more levels in there. And then if you get the orange box free on Steam, you also have Peggle Extreme, where all the characters are being attacked by head crabs and whatnot. Like, the opening is you have Bjorn, the unicorn, standing there with a head crab that's speared over his horn on his head and is, like, twitching, and there's a strider in the background. And then there's, like, one of the background for one of them is the pyro from TF2 setting that hamster on the skateboard on fire.
What's his name? Oh gosh, I don't know his name, but that guy's so cheesy. He's just like, radical!
Yeah, I mean, if you like bounce off a certain number of things or you get an extreme slide, he'll just pop up in the bottom corner and say this random stuff.
Yo, he'd be like, extremely radical to the max, dude!
But there's no actual voice acting in the game, it's all text.
Well, no, it just
comes out. Thank God, I would not want to hear what a unicorn sounds like.
Hamster guy sounds like
radical, dude.
Radical.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
So the Peggle addiction.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
don't judge me by my addiction. So, final submission.
Yep. One more from Elite Spartan 182. Okay, so we have one more from Elite Spartan 182. He writes in, "Hey, Podtacular, this is Elite Spartan 182 with some tips for Left 4 Dead. Here's just a few of the less obvious things I learned by playing the first campaign that is good advice on any difficulty in Left 4 Dead. Number one, a great way to conserve your ammo is to use your pistols not only as just a backup weapon, but also to pull it out anytime you aren't encountering much resistance. If you are just picking a few strays in between massive zombie attacks, don't waste the ammo up for your primary gun. This becomes especially important when using an assault rifle, as it is probably the best gun there is, except that when it runs out of ammunition too quickly. Number two, if you are vomited on by the boomer, there are two great ways to deal with it. First, you could try to find a bottleneck that the zombies will have to charge through to reach you, and then throw a Molotov and it to incinerate them as they charge. If you have a good group of friends, however, you have a much more reliable option. Just move to the back of the group, away from everyone else. As the zombies charge, you and your friends can just slaughter most of them as they run past and charge you. Most of the infected will die in the gauntlet of firepower before they can even get close to you. Number three, keep your guard up. Even when you have cleared an area of zombies and are just waiting for a moment to heal up, reload, and just take a breather from all the mayhem. And the AR director will decide things are too quiet and throw some infected and perhaps even a hunter or a smoker at you, often from the attacking from places you thought were boarded up or cleared out. AI allies have wonderful alertness and reaction times, but when playing with friends, make sure you stay close together at all times and remind them to keep their eyes peeled. Good luck with the show, and keep on fragging ugly fat kids and rape Nene's girlfriend."
No, oh, ugly God. Fat kids that rape Nene's girlfriend.
Yeah, but still.
Nene has a girlfriend? When did this happen?
I thought he was too ugly to get any chicks. I mean, he was talking to me and he said, I just have trouble with them. I just don't seem to have the spark. Oh, hey, congrats, buddy. Nice to see it working out for you.
We'll have to ask.
He's like, I still got it.
Oh, yeah. This Axe Moment was brought to you by Podtacular. Anyways. So that does it for submissions. And I'm out of ideas. You people need to send in more submissions. Sure. Otherwise, then we have nothing to talk about.
Now we're slowly getting there. Each week we keep on getting more, which is nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So keep on sending them in.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear it.
So just a couple of points before we wrap it up here. A lot of the Podtacular community has Steam, people who play PC. If you go into the community tab, you can look up the Pod PC Recreational Clan, and then just join in there. You know, it's open if you know people. See if you can get them to join, bring your friends. We're just trying to get a good base going here, and eventually we are going to bring back the competitive team. The Pod PC regulars, if we garner enough support in the community.
Yes, sir, Bob.
Certain games. So, yeah, I mean, if you have Steam, don't hesitate to sign up. I mean, it's a good thing to have, even still, because, I mean, there's this whole community connections thing, even if you don't have any games. If you do have games that Steam services, it's a good idea to put them up on there and register them through Steam, because, I mean, it's better than digging around for CDs and losing the CD keys and whatnot, or sitting right on hold to talk to some person in the Philippines.
Whose name is Brian, or whose name says to be Brian?
Yeah.
Hello, I am Brian. How can I help you?
No, that's India. Hello. Tech support. Damn you, outsourcing! Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I want to go back to India one of these days. Never been there before.
Wait, then why? How are you going back?
Wait, I said that wrong.
Whoops. Forgot about that one, didn't you?
I don't know.
Anyway. Okay.
So just a few more things here before we wrap it on up. We have Podtacular has two groups on Steam. One of them is for the Pod PC Regulars Clan, which is kind of on hold right now because we don't have a whole lot of PC players in the community who can compete regularly. But, we do have the Pod PC Recreational Clan, and that's fully open and ready to go. So if you guys are on Steam, feel free to search for that group and join up. If you guys don't have Steam, I mean, it's a good idea to get it, register your games on it, because it's just a lot easier than having to keep track of those CDs and all the CD keys and having to sit on hold waiting for tech support in a random third world country.
Hello, welcome to Podtacular.
Yeah.
Brian?
Yeah, maybe we should outsource our podcasting.
Oh, no. We're not giving in. Not that easily.
Yeah. Not until the marketing cost weighs down. Yeah.
Well, you know, with the economy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm.
And then we used to have some working servers going here. Duststorm's school network caught us silly.
But it's back up and running now.
Yeah. And we're thinking about, the Ventrilo server. We're going to be putting that stuff up. We're still just waiting on a few form things to be fixed up for us before we start posting the event and whatnot.
Yep.
But we are going to have an active Ventrilo server. We're going to have a couple of game servers. And we're just going to take it from there.
Yeah, right now, the servers that I have currently running are, we have a TF2 server running, and we have Halo PC and Halo CE servers running as well. If you want to see some other servers up, there needs to be a good group of people on Podtacular that will be playing the game before the server goes up.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's another thing with Steam. If you click on the Tools tab, you can get all kinds of different things. Like, the Source Developer Kit gives you everything you need to make an entirely new game. Right, and I mean, you can get dedicated servers for Team Fortress, the ship, whatever games you happen to be running. You can get servers from directly off of Steam, which is a really handy thing to have.
For free.
Yeah.
Yeah. So even if you don't have the game, you can have the server, which is pretty nice.
Yeah. And so. I think, too bad none of them are Linux compatible.
I think
there's no Steam source for Linux per se, but I mean,
I think the Source engine is being ported to Linux.
Yeah, they were attempting to secretly hire people to work on it by posting it up on their main page.
But we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. So, that's been our Around the Ring Steam Fest show. All right, so send in your comments, etc., to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show. And yes, some people are asking, Around the Ring uses the Podtacular email as well as a big green button.
Yeah, it's part of the main show rotation, so it's...
Yeah.
No, it's nothing too special now, the way everything goes to the same place.
Yeah.
So... You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show.
Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo with cool people.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, following us on Twitter, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, JVB Show, Post Game Report at TalkingAboutGames.com, and our new member to the GamerCast Network, Destructoid.
Yay!
The gang is growing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They grew up so fast.
Just these days, they blow up so fast.
Hold me, mommy.
Okay, then. Okay. So, until next time, closing. I am Lancelot.
I am Duststorm.
And I am Lil Kook.
And we'll see you. Hopefully next time we'll have a... game for you.
Yeah. Keep on riding trucks.
There's only one thing left to say.
I have a new chair.
Is it a squeaky chair?
No, it's not a squeaky chair.
Yeah, you hear mine whenever, on the recordings whenever I lean back into it. you can hear the spring for the backrest go.
Yeah.
Compress. Okay, it's not that bad. That's like old rented temp desk chairs.
No, it's an old creaky house. Yeah, I guess it's a little buggy. Because it never logged me back in.
Buggy, buggy, buggy.
Buggy, buggy, buggy. Yeah.
Buggy! I mean, if you released buggy software that back then, you'd get like trampled by the company monster or something.
Okay. The company monster?
Yeah. The company Brontosaurus is, you know...
Jesus.
Some software companies back then kept dinosaurs around to punish the employees whenever they screwed up. My son is 4 months old now. Have you had him neutered yet? You'll start to get aggressive in a few years if you don't. What do you call a group of animals? A school of fish, a gang of thugs, a monthly report of middle managers, an angst of teenagers, a crotch of car salesmen.
That is disgusting.
What is?
Hearing you drink that loudly.
I don't drink loudly. Well, you can probably hear it because the microphone's sitting next to my throat.
I heard it clearly.
Yeah, the microphone's kind of... the thing's around my neck right now, so... It's around my neck, what can I say? Yeah, of course you've heard it, man.
My ears!
Mommy, what were those noises out of your room last night?
Oh, God.
I'm the motherfucker. Run, motherfucker. The bird.
Oh, don't make me pull caramel dancing out on your ass.
I can hear that. Can we please get on with the show?
But the front fell off.
This is Spartacus.
No, this is spectacular. Just to let you know, he wrote it down 411 times.
Okay.
That's how many... Yeah, that's how many... 411.
We should seriously read it 400 times.
Try to count that in your head while you're reading it. If you do, I will congratulate you.
Like, on my hands, I'm like, oh my gosh, start over. You're like up to 200. You're like, oh crap, I gotta start over. Peggle. Alright, stop. Collaborate and listen. Kook is back with a brand new addiction.
Whoa.
No rapping.
Whoa.
I don't know if I'm whiter than Vanilla Ice. Probably not.
Crocodile me, Captain.
That's what she said. You stick around, I like on vacation. Make sure you feed my jubber. And that killed the moment. Now, moving on, let's get started. Yes, my deepest plan to kill the mood worked. Moving along now.
Oh, that was the one that used to kill the mood.
Well, you were prolonging it, so I guess we just traded places there. Pizza and Captain suitcases.
Okay, I'll see you there in a bit.
I want pizza in a suitcase.
Okay. What?
Why can't I have pizza in a suitcase?
Bye.
Pizza in a suitcase.
Pizza in a suitcase. Hey.
It's DiGiorno!
DiGiorno! Yes!
I've had two experiences with American pizza. I do not want to go back to them.
No, it's me. I kill you.
I kill you. No. Okay, my two experiences with American pizza. The first one was at Disney World in Orlando, Florida.
Orlando, Florida.
Yeah. Basically, we ordered the Hawaiian pizza.
He's a moron.
We got a Hawaiian pizza, right? Except this thing had thin crust.
Pizza?
What?
Hawaiian pizza?
Yeah, Hawaiian pizza.
With the pineapple on it?
Yeah, okay, basically we asked for Hawaiian pizza. What we got was a thin crust with about 2 inches of cheese, a chunk of ham on one side, and a pineapple on the other side. Just a chunk of ham and a chunk of pineapple, one on each side of the pizza.
Well,
all slathered on 2 inches of cheese and enough grease to wring out of it. Like, we literally wrung some of the grease out of the crust, and the crust had gone all soggy and stuff.
That's horrible.
Oh, yeah. Second experience I had with American pizza, we asked for light cheese, and instead, what happened was cheese fell off of the top rack, like pizza on the rack above ours in the oven, and onto ours, so we ended up getting 4 inches of cheese on that one pizza. Yeah. At least they gave us another free pizza as well as a replacement for that one.
Discover the website that brings you all these great episodes and headlines at GamerCastNetwork.com.